Well, Seattle now knows what the future holds for its oldest low-income public housing development. In a community meeting last night, Seattle Housing Authority and Vulcan unveiled their plans for a mixed-income development at Yesler Terrace. Current tenants will have to be relocated while the development proceeds. Seattle Housing Authority officials promise that every low-income resident who wants to will have a right to return. But how does the process of moving residents out, helping them through temporary displacement, then moving them back into what is now a new neighborhood, work? Well, Professor Rachel Garshick-Kleet is the head of the planning program at The Ohio State University. She studied previous redevelopments by the Seattle Housing Authority, and she told me they've learned a few things about how to make that process work.
I think they've learned that they need to offer not just the minimum amounts that are available or that are required by law under the Uniform Relocation Act, but also additional supports given these folks that maybe not have moved for a while or they're unfamiliar with all the processes involved in moving. I think they've also learned that they have to keep track of residents, and they've learned that if people want to stay on site, that it's very important that they stay in the neighborhood or minimize the number of times they moved in between the time they move out, because their place is being torn down to be redeveloped, and their next move in. I think according to the Housing Authority website, they already have replacement units that are built or that will be completed this year. And so I don't know whether they're moving them into those units already, but there's a promise to maintain 281 units on site during the redevelopment.
You mentioned a minimum number of moves. Is that to say that some folks might be moved out of Yesler Terrace and move once again before they get to move back in?
It sounds like that might happen. They're going to try to not do that. They're going to try to make sure that first move out is into a permanent place, from what I can tell. The idea being that the more disruptive, of course, the harder it is for the family and for the people who are trying to work and go to school who are in that family.
Well, how about that period when they're away from Yesler Terrace awaiting their new homes to be built, this wilderness period? What could go wrong? And what do we know about making sure that that's not too disorienting for people in that interim period?
One would hope that they minimize that. And I think they've had enough experience with relocation to know that that's very important. Because when people move away from their sites, their lives go on. Redevelopment processes can take quite a long time. And children grow up, people change jobs, and their lives go on. So one of the most important things they can do if people do end up moving away is to keep in touch with them and offer them supports, which they have to do as part of the Choice Neighborhoods program, which is one of the funding sources for this redevelopment.
Now, does the Housing Authority have to help folks find those temporary places before they move back?
Yes.
And they are coming back, but these longtime residents are coming back to a new home. There's going to be new neighbors. It's going to be a more mixed neighborhood. What's the current thinking about the best way to reintegrate low-income residents to their new neighborhood with their new market-rate neighbors?
I think that actually the Housing Authority has done a pretty good job of this at New Holly, where they've done a lot of community organizing and created neighborhood committees that are interested in issues on the site. For example, I think there used to be at least a traffic committee, a children's committee, a playground committee. And so people, regardless of their walk of life, could come together around these particular issues and find commonalities and work together and get to know each other. And that makes better neighbors and better neighborhoods.
Professor Rachel Garshick-Kleet, the head of the planning program at The Ohio State University.